Well, this was just a like this was a sweep. I mean, it didn't help that there was only three options, but
Yeah, well, and I had others I was thinking about throwing in, like during the Battle of the Bastards, how you couldn't tell the sides apart because no one had any heraldry showing,
yeah.
even though that was kind of like the function of it back in those times. But you know what I'm saying,
Yeah.
in that setting.
Yeah, that battle was a very well shot miss. It's true.
Yeah, I probably should have thrown them on there, but no, like it doesn't matter how many things I threw on here. Cheryl's outfit of Supreme Evil was gonna take the cake. She won 75% of the vote. Like, go home. Go home, Ren Faire. Go home, Marjorie's potato sack. Like,
Yeah, her polygamous sex commune dress.
Cheryl gets the Carol.
Yeah, and a carol for Cheryl. But okay, the thing about this costume is that, like, my best friend in the whole wide world, Michelle Clapton, who was the costume designer for the first 5 seasons, who said the most wonderful things about various topics that I just loved,
What,
came.
like hedonist Dorne and yeah.
The whole thing with the Sansa needle thing, and just, yeah, anyway,
Oh my God,
she
the
doesn't
Sansa
sew
needle
anymore
quote.
because she's so empowered. But she came back specifically to do this costume. And there are two black dresses with shoulder pad thingies, okay? There's the one where she blows up the sept and she's smirking, and the one that she's wearing for her coronation is actually a different yet identical black dress with shoulder pad thingy.
Why would anyone? Okay, if you're gonna blow up the sept, okay, why are you wearing
Yeah,
this?
why does this require a costume change? I don't understand.
Why weren't you happy in your Lannister dresses? You seem pretty comfy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just
Oh my
so very
God.
odd. And she looks like, you show me this picture of this painting of Empress Sisi in mourning clothes
Yeah. Yes, yes,
from like
yes.
1888 or something. Like, I would not be surprised if this is the reference that Michelle Clapton used for it.
Well, and that's being the most generous in terms of time period, because
Yeah.
other people have cited, like, Janet Jackson. Like,
Yeah, but it definitely reminded me of, like, like a late Victorian mourning dress.
yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So, yeah, Renfair was much more in line with the setting.
Yeah.